And Madam Clerk, item 5.
From Intergovernmental Relations Staff, 2014 Legislative Updates. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
And it is a pleasure to hear from Ms. Jamie Kuhn.
What would you like to know today?
Well, thank you, darling. The highlights may be...
just kidding.
Likewise, thank you. Executive summary?
Obviously, the legislature is back in full swing. It appears that the the assembly, at a minimum, will be in a number of days in February. They have 2 weeks of scheduled session in March, and they are potentially going to be in April, according to some folks. Obviously, that could change at any time, but I would assume the first week of April something would still happen. So, if there is an issue that the committee needs to take, or a position the committee needs to take, we probably need to have some meeting in February, given that the county board cycle doesn't actually come up again until March. So just to make you aware of sort of the conflict in the timing of that, and if somebody has an issue that they'd like to move forward, that it having it up at the end of March is probably a little too late. So what I was going to do is just go over some of the things that people have been calling me about, supervisors have been calling me about, and any of the bills that we have positions on. So in regard to AB 668, we took a position earlier in support of treatment alternatives and diversion programs. There is a new bill that is somewhat different from some of the items we thought were going to come out, but was a supposed worked out compromise that would provide additional funding for the TAD program of $1.5 million. So that is a bill that has actually been forwarded directly to the Finance Committee. And so we assume that as soon as Finance meets, that'll probably be up for a vote. Its authors are the co-chairs of Finance, so we could also assume that will likely pass the Finance Committee.
That's the Joint Finance Committee?
Yep. Okay. Sorry. Yes.
Thank you.
The Assembly Joint Resolution related to allowing the county to decide whether or not to appoint or elect a treasurer had a hearing in the Assembly. I believe that it will likely get voted out of the Assembly Committee at some point. Where it will go from there is sort of unknown, but I know that Speaker Voss has said that he's not necessarily in support of it. So, but obviously our treasurer and all of us have been up there telling people that this is a good bill. And there are many of your Milwaukee legislative colleagues who are supporting it as well. Assembly Bill 429, which was the AmeriDeficient bill that we took a position on, it was also up in that same committee and will likely see a positive vote. The other bill that was up in that committee, which we haven't taken a position on but does affect Milwaukee County, was Assembly Bill 655, which is Representative Bernier's clerk's bill. It makes, Assembly 655, or 613, sorry, makes a number of changes and updates to sort of statutes in relation to clerks. There is a provision which we talked about earlier in regard to allowing the clerks to hire and appoint deputies and staff that no longer requires them to go through the board to do that in regard to it would require that the board fund positions that they approve. It also has the provision in there that would change the executive director or the commissioner, the commissioner for the election commission in Milwaukee County specifically. We obviously don't have a position on it, so we've just been talking to people about sort of the status of our current state of affairs. Milwaukee County clerk has taken a position in favor of the bill, and we discussed previously that he is not obviously taking a position on the part of the bill that deals with the election commission, but if it were passed, obviously he would fulfill that duty.
Ms. Kuno, there was a brief discussion on that item, I believe, yesterday in the Milwaukee County Finance Committee meeting. I had expressed that Dane County also had an elections commission. A little further review, I think it's a citizen commission.
Yeah, the election commissions in the statutes are the Milwaukee County and the City of Milwaukee the two statutorily defined election commissions.
Please continue.
So I would gather that that bill is also moving forward. Several of your Milwaukee colleagues have asked us if we have an opinion about it. So if there is one, folks should let me know what you'd like us to say.
Wait, on the election commission?
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's more about the election commission issue in the bill. It's not so much about the actual rest of the Bonnier bill. So just to let you know that that's something that people are asking about. The 17-year-old, the bill to put 17-year-olds back in the juvenile justice system has actually had a vote in both committees in the Assembly and the Senate. Again, I don't know what its outcome will be, but clearly it has had some movement and is available to be scheduled on either floor. I know that there has been several discussions about the funding. Obviously, everyone has asked our folks here about what that would do in Milwaukee County, and it's clear that there's going to be a cost, and so the goal, if the bill is going to pass, is to try to ensure that there is adequate funding or a reimbursement program, and it is not strictly that they try to put it back in through youth aids because that doesn't necessarily provide us with the funding that we need to deal with the situation if it were to change. Representative Pash's emergency detention bill is available for scheduling. I believe it will get a vote on the Assembly floor and hopefully move through the Senate in the remainder of the session. I'm sure several of you read about the Senate bill regarding ShotSpotter. Obviously, the county board took a position in funding the program pending a match. It appears that the state is interested in being the other match, and that bill has also been referred directly to the Finance Committee. The MATC bill, which we brought up a couple months ago, which would change certain qualifications for board members, is actually getting a hearing in a Senate committee next week. It has not been scheduled in the Assembly. Again, I don't know what the likelihood is of passage through the entire legislature, but obviously it's getting a hearing in the Senate in the last few days that we have.
Which one was that?
The MATC bill. And then obviously the two most exciting bills that are out there or are soon to be out there, the bill to change the shoreline of Milwaukee County is getting a hearing next Wednesday. I know it's been discussed in several other county board hearings. Is getting a hearing on Wednesday in the Assembly and in the Senate the following week. It's no secret that Representative Sanfilippo has been discussing a change to the mental health system, and I assume that we will be seeing it introduced as a bill shortly.
Okay. Thank you. Committee members, any? Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Just one thing. On the Assembly Bill 613, Clerks and Election Commission, Mr. Peterson, does the county executive have a position on that? I can't recall. I know we talked about it before. There was one, or if it was registered.
Chairwoman, supervisors, the county executive has not taken a position out of deference to the election commission as an independent body on that matter. So we have not taken a position out of the body.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Supervisor Jaskudis.
And then Jamie on 613, I missed it. Did you just say it just had a hearing?
Yeah.
Okay, so it hasn't even been exact out of committee?
No, but it likely will be, is my understanding.
Is there a Senate companion to it?
There is not.
Then it's not going to happen. But if you're asking
there's
for
a different issue associated with that.
You have the floor, Supervisor.
If you're asking for opinions, I do like the election commission part of it. So if anybody asks you where I stand on it.
You actually previously did tell me that, and
okay,
my response to individuals has been, I know there are supervisors who have varying opinions about this issue. Some like it and some don't.
Okay. Well, and if we have this meeting again next month and you ask me, I'll probably forget that I've already told
you. That's okay. You can keep telling me if you'd like.
As good as loves it.
Yes.
Let's get that on the record, Madam Clerk. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Kuhn. Seeing no further questions, there being no further items before this committee, this meeting is adjourned.
Okay. All right.